AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Tensions are ramping up at Ukraine's eastern border, where its forces are in a standoff with Russian-backed troops. Both sides are accusing each other of intensive shelling. Western leaders are warning, despite Russia's claim to have pulled troops back from Ukraine, it's actually sending in more. At the State Department, Ned Price.
Even in recent days, more Russian forces, not fewer, are at the border. And they are moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. This is cause for profound concern.
The same message this morning from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
We are ready. We hope for the best, but we are prepared for the worst.
Vice President Kamala Harris flies to Germany today to meet with European partners. The Biden administration's warned if there is an invasion, the U.S. will be affected, including higher gas prices. President Biden travels to Ohio today. He'll be highlighting how his infrastructure law will help clean up and restore the Great Lakes and surrounding waterways. A New York judge today will hear arguments over whether Donald Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York investigation into his business practices. A snowy day on tap for much of the central U.S., says National Weather Service forecaster Andrew Orison.
Snowfall threat will extend from generally areas of northern Oklahoma through eastern Kansas. We're talking about much of Missouri, Illinois, and northern Indiana, and also even into parts of southern Michigan.
That same system could spawn tornadoes to the south. Florida lawmakers have approved a restrictive abortion bill banning the procedure at 15 weeks. Virginia's governor signs legislation to ban mask mandates for school children. Disney World today in Florida no longer requires masks. In Beijing, Canada wins the gold in women's hockey. This is AP News. Government investigators allege former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke abused the power of his office in a development deal.
The Interior Department's Inspector General has released a report saying former U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke misused his position to advance a commercial development project in his Montana hometown. According to the report, Zinke lied to an agency ethics official about his involvement. Zinke, a Republican, is running for Congress in Montana. His campaign blasted the investigative report as a political hit job. Prosecutors declined to pursue criminal charges last summer. I'm Mike Gross.
U.S. auto safety regulators have launched another investigation of Tesla, this time tied to complaints its cars can stop on roadways for no apparent reason. The government says it has 354 complaints from owners about phantom braking in Tesla Models 3 and 4. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.